about that action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is doing everything they can to help hashtag DGens only cash big. Use that promo code SGP for a 50% deposit bonus. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP.
We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's ThriveFantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today.
We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP.
Talk really.
I'm just about that action, boss.
Welcome everyone to Bout That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Kyle Waddy Watnell, joined by my co-host and partner in picks, Mark Megatron Glass. Today is Monday, November 30th. How you doing, Mark?
Recovered from all that Thanksgiving food?
Yeah, that's
down
right.
In sunny San Diego for the first time in a while.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I had a great Thanksgiving. I honestly only had dinner with like my immediate family, so my parents and my sister.
Yep.
And I enjoyed it a lot.
Honestly,
like, we cut the bullshit of having to, like, small talk people that you don't really know. Like, for me, so my family, when we go to Thanksgiving dinners, we alternate between every year we alternate. One is, like, a really close family friend of mine, and the other is my cousin.
Okay.
My uncle and cousins, my mom's brother.
Who was supposed to be up this year?
This year, it was supposed to be the family friends.
Got it.
But so the thing is, like, when we go to the family friends, it's all their family and their friends who we don't really know. So we're always that, like, family to the side.
The outsiders,
you know?
A little bit.
And, and then when we go to my cousin's place, it's the same. Like, those are my only family, extended family in the area.
Yeah.
So it's all their friends and then us.
Got it.
They're all like a bunch of fucking weirdos. Like, like, my uncle's a bamboo artist.
What?
My uncle is a professional bamboo artist. Yeah. Lives in the woods in Topanga Canyon.
Wow.
So you can imagine the type of crowd that's drawn to that Thanksgiving dinner. So, like,
that makes sense.
I was like, dude, I don't need this small talk.
Yeah, that's
and
fair.
So I just had it with the family.
Good.
Enjoyed it. How about yourself?
Yeah, it was a good Thanksgiving for me. Same sort of deal. It kept it very small. Just saw my aunt and my uncle this time around. Went over there for dinner. It was good. My aunt makes really good food, so it was delicious. Do you get some good sleep this week so far? Are you getting okay sleep?
Yeah, I've been getting my 8 hours.
You know who is getting really good sleep? Nate Robinson.
Oh my god,
is he awake
what's the deal? Has he spoken
out? Right?
Has he said anything since the fight,
Nate? Like, you good?
Can he talk, first of all? Is he still able to speak?
Is he functioning?
Like, actually,
what a brutal knockout. Of course, referring to Jake Paul, our lock, both of our lock from last episode, at -185. He cashed big time. He cashed easy, scoring a brutal knockout over Nate Robinson.
That was madness.
Wow.
He literally, like, lifelessly fell to the canvas.
It was a bad knockout. He was out bad. I mean, we pretty much called it. I mean, Jake Paul is taking this whole thing seriously. Nate Robinson was going for a one-and-done moneymaker, and he really didn't look like he knew what he was doing there.
I don't want to say he embarrassed himself, because it takes balls to step into the ring like
that.
I wouldn't do it.
That's true.
So, mad respect for actually going through and doing it, but I mean, he can't, I thought
it can't go worse.
Well, they sounded the bell, and he took like two steps forward, lightning quick, fast. That's got to be the fastest movement or human being that's ever stepped in a ring. Like, you saw the athleticism right off the bat, just like a jackhammer, like an Energizer bunny, boom, boom, to the,
right.
And he like almost connected with Jake Paul, but then was just immediately wrapping him up, and that kept repeating.
Yeah, exactly
Paul
right.
Jake Paul figured it out really quickly.
Exactly. It was like he was blitzing, and then they'd wrap up, and then
at one point the ref said, like, come on, guys, what are we doing?
Yeah,
here?
What
he
is
literally
this,
said
let's
that.
Make this a fight. And then Jake realized, all right, when we're coming out of those wrap-ups, if you will, I'll be able to land some shots on him. And then he got knocked down like three
a
or
couple
four times.
Big overhand rights, and then the last one was fatal. We haven't confirmed Nate Robinson lived.
Brutal knockout. Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr., your thoughts on that one?
I'll say it lived up to the hype.
Okay. It did. It kind of did. It felt like the vibe was, yeah, that was a good
they,
fight.
They moved really well.
Yeah.
Considering what I was expecting. Like, right. The hand speed on those guys, it was interesting going from watching Jake Paul versus Nate Robinson straight to that.
True.
Those, the old guys, like the old legends, they are, I think they're better.
They still got it.
Yeah, I think they would still.
Oh, for sure.
I think if Jake Paul fought Mike Tyson, I think Mike Tyson would beat him.
No, 100%.
Honestly,
I agree. And,
like, they were putting some good combinations together.
Mm-hmm. What do you
Mike
think?
Tyson won. He should
have
won.
Yeah, I was going
like,
to say, what do you think about the draw? We should have taken a shot at the draw. In hindsight, it makes a lot of sense. Boxing promotions will do that sometime. If they have a big, you know, a big super fight like this, and they feel that they can make a second fight that'll gain the same amount of interest, if it's anywhere kind of close, they'll score it a draw so that we can get the whole Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. 2, and then that'll be a whole nother pay-per-view to make a bunch of money. In hindsight, maybe that makes sense, but you're absolutely right. I mean, it was clear who won that fight.
I was watching with a friend of mine who doesn't watch boxing at all, but he was just like, I want to watch Tyson.
Sure.
And he was live betting. First, he bet Mike Tyson to win, and then he was continually live betting as the fight was going on.
Yeah.
And they were showing like DraftKings like lines and stuff, and obviously Mike Tyson was hammering him.
Right.
Relatively speaking, and so every round that went on, his odds got greater and greater. So he's just nailing the live bets over and over, expecting to cash out a couple hundred dollars.
No.
And then after they're like, it's a draw, we're like, wow. But they ended up, so they ended up voiding all those bets.
Yeah, that's
so like
good.
You didn't win or lose anything.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do for sure. Also, since our last show, the Broncos had their whole they had their COVID outbreak with their quarterbacks. They played without a quarterback.
Tough one.
That was tough to watch. You catch any highlights of that game?
Yeah, I mean,
playing the Saints too, not a team you want to play against when you're down an important position like that.
Yeah, I was looking at the spread with a friend of mine. He was saying like, do I take the spread here? I was like, dude, like the Broncos aren't gonna score points.
No.
Like they don't
there's no
quarterback,
right?
Like,
right,
and that turned out to be accurate. Yeah, that was insane and unfortunate for that organization.
Yeah, final score 31-3 there. That was tough. Another notable NFL game from yesterday was the Raiders took a big loss against the Falcons, losing 43-6.
Yeah, the Raiders are odd. They go so up and down.
Yeah,
like,
right?
They have moments where you're like, oh, this is a really good competitive team.
A bit inconsistent, for sure. We touched on some of our picks from last week already, but let's go ahead and dive into it.
That's all we care about. That's getting fucking rich.
Do it live.
Investing 101.
Fucking thing sucks.
You make money last week?
Oh yeah, big time. I had the Steelers versus the Ravens got pushed. That's
gonna
be Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. I'd like to withdraw my Ravens pick now that Lamar Jackson has got the Rona and
won't
be playing.
Down on that one.
I'd like to withdraw that pick from last week. Yeah, that was one of our supposed to be the best game on Thanksgiving, right? Ended up getting pushed with the issue with the Ravens and COVID. So yeah, that's right. That one's withdrawn. So what do we?
Other than that, though, I had
that?
A clean sweep.
All
my picks landed. Tyson,
oh, man.
Jake Paul,
Texans
covered. Washington football team won.
Wow.
I got a parlay riding on the Steelers winning against the Ravens.
Mm.
So all
so
in all,
the worst thing that happened to you was your Mike Tyson bet got pushed and you got refunded because
exactly.
He didn't win.
Yeah. So all in all,
that's great.
Yeah. So I mean, I would have won a little bit more because of that, but oh well. I still profited $268 for the week, which is all going to be spent on hookers. And now my career total is $2,444.
Oh, man.
Getting close to the quarter 10,000 mark.
This is getting awkward, man, because when we first decided to start the show, we were like, you know, we were talking about the picks and how, you know, there's pressure making good picks. And you've just been like, first you were just as rocky as we thought it was going to be. And since then, you've just been a rocket ship going straight up. Good for you. Good stuff. I won $23.02. Cha-ching. Not a big win this week. Texans won. I had a money line. You had them covering. That's why you took a little more profit there. I had the Cowboys getting the win on Thanksgiving. Didn't work out that way.
0-14 now when they don't score 31 points.
Yeah, there you go. Keep adding to that statistic. I had, unfortunately, my parlay was riding on the Cowboys winning too. So that was just a tough one. Jake Paul win got me some money there. And then the Roy Jones Jr. pick was a bad one, but I ended up getting away with it a little bit. That was our week last week. This week, we're going to talk NFL Week 13, and we're going to introduce our second guest in the show's history. Very exciting. A friend of both of ours that we met back in the college days, Matt Deemer. You want to give a little preface onto what we're going to hear from Deemer?
I'm not entirely certain that the Merriam-Webster family has yet invented the proper words to describe our friend Matt.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, one of our best friends lives locally in San Diego, right. Although due to coronavirus restrictions, he's calling in over Skype.
That's right.
But anyways, yeah, so we met him in college. He was in my class. We played soccer with him. And he's actually a professional full-time sports bettor. Like, he makes his living off this.
Yep.
So I got the opportunity. I lived with him for 2 years in college while he was, like, kind of building up his bankroll. Starting, like, just with his own savings that he had from odd jobs here and there, and then building that up more and more to actually doing this for a full-time living, making the equivalent of a full-time salary off of
right.
this. So
incredible.
Going to have some good insights on him.
Yeah, great guy to get on the show. We're excited to have him on. I actually caught up with him last week. I wanted to
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, I since like you said he's local here in San Diego. I caught up with him about 2 weeks ago, I guess. You know how seriously I'm in deep in the pickleball game right now. Deep in it, like we talked about last week. Deep in the pickleball game. We're both members, or our families are members at this this resort, local resort, right? It has tennis courts and pickleball courts. And they have an open play a couple days a week. And I was talking to him about it, how I'm starting to get into it. He's, always, making me feel bad about it, giving me some shit for it. Cause it's a funny sport. But anyway, I was like, let's go. Let's go together. You can come see what it's all about. We go to open play together. He shows up in his classic workout sweatsuit that he likes to wear.
Yeah, he's always, anytime he's like a decent into fitness guy. He's epitome of dad bod. Like, he was an athlete, college athlete, yep. stuff like that. But yep. he's always one to get out on the town, as they say.
Sure.
So he would always, whenever we'd go to the gym, he'd wear like baggy sweatpants and baggy sweatshirts.
Gotta get that sweat going.
I'd be like, dude, why are you wearing that? He'd be like, I don't want anyone to see what I look like. It's not ready. My body's not ready,
yet. Love that. But yeah, he shows up in his sweatsuit to this open play pickleball, and we end up playing like the club pro there and one of her friends. And she starts with a serve that just goes right off the back line, right past his feet. He doesn't even get a chance to swing at it. And he gives me this look like, what was that? What are we dealing with here? So then we figured out, okay, we got to avoid the pro, hit to the other one. We were hitting it to her. Got a lead, built up a lead. She pops one up. Deemer comes in and just absolutely smashes one into her chest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're talking like we show up like as guys in our 20s.
How hard is the pickleball ball?
It's a wiffle ball.
Like the plastic one?
Yeah, pretty much.
That hurts.
Yeah, that hurts. Dude, especially from like close range like that. That hurts. It was a little bit awkward. They were like not happy about that. Like people get hit in pickleball, it happens, but it was like one of those that he connected so well that it was awkward after that. He was really just playing he was basically playing goalkeeper at net the whole time, diving all over the place, making ridiculous like reflex saves with a paddle in his hand. It was hilarious. Truly one of a kind guy. Before we bring on our good friend Matt to talk about some NFL Week 13 picks, as well as what it takes to become a sports bettor, a quick word from our sponsors.
I hope you guys feasted on the MyBookie Turkey Day free play that allowed users to grab themselves a risk-free bet up to $250, which was basically a free shot at trying to double your money. And if you didn't get in on that, then what are you doing? Seriously, what the fuck are you doing with your life if you're turning down $250 free dollars? I don't know. Maybe you're rolling it. I'm not. But seriously, now is the time to get some skin in the game with MyBookie, where odds, boosts, lightning deals, and free bets await all season long. And with the NFL playoffs right around the corner, we know who these teams are. We know what they are capable
of. Oh, yeah.
And it's not that difficult to find some value in the lines. If I can do it, so can you. If I can do it, so can you. Whether you're a first-time customer or have been playing with MyBookie for years, there is no shortage of value to be found in the thousands of game lines, unique prop bets, and contests they offer every week. Sign up or get reloaded today. Find an edge, make your bet, and get paid. They also boast a fully-fledged casino platform, giving you access to all of the classic table, slot, and card games you'd expect to find at your local spot. The best part is, at MyBookie, the doors never close, so you can continue to build up your bankroll or lose all the money you're going to spend on that engagement ring even after the stadium lights have gone out. Make the right play and sign up today at MyBookie. You don't need to buy that engagement ring. And when you do, use promo code SGP to get your deposit matched halfway all the way up to $1,000. The terms are simple. You put in $200, they'll give you a free $100. In your account, if you were already planning on to bet on this season, this is free betting money. It's winning season at MyBookie, so come join in on the fun and win some cash while you're at it.
Come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. With Thrive, you can eliminate the countless hours of research and focus on only top-tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. If you're doing the NFL, you choose 10 of the 20 available player props to build your lineup. If you're doing NBA, PGA, MLB, esports, some other sport, you choose 5 out of the 10 available player props to build your lineup. Each prop is assigned a fantasy value for both the over and the under based on how likely it is to hit. Hit the most props and rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has over $50,000 in guaranteed prizes weekly and has awarded over $1,600,000 in cash prizes. Use the promo code SGP when you sign up today and you will receive an instant match up to $50 on your first deposit. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today, and don't forget that promo code SGP.
And lastly, the age-old Chinese prophetic question. Have you ever thought of starting your own sportsbook, but you don't know how? Well, if you are Ace per Head, is here good. To help you start your own sportsbook. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded faster than you can open up that Snapchat and reply to that girl that you've been crushing on for years, even though she left you on red for 2 days. Old habits. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP.
Joining us on the line, our good friend, Matt Diemer. Welcome to the show, Matt. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Listen to the past shows, and I'm excited to join in.
Sweet. We were given a little bit of background on you, as we do for our guests who come onto the show. We may have told the story of you hitting that lady at the pickleball the other day. Mark wants to hear your side, right?
It was my first time playing, so that was it wasn't the best start to have, but they have rules there that aren't shown anywhere, so you don't really get to know these rules.
There's no signage. You're right.
No signs or anything. And one of the rules is, I guess, you can't look diagonal and hit straight. you kind of lead them down a bad.
Oh, you can't give him the eyes.
Yeah, he was giving her the eyes. I forgot to mention that he would give it. You would look at the other one. He'd look at the other lady, and then he'd smack it right at her. She didn't even know it was coming. Oh my god!
I gave her the eyes. Hit her with the fastball. She was unprepared. Did not move the racket, and led to a belting.
I heard there was a slight altercation that followed that.
Yeah, she explained to us.
Post-match, there was an argument that occurred. I left and had to go sit down and have a drink.
But you're a member there. Like, have you come across her since? Like, I know you're there pretty often.
Unbelievably, I did see her last week. Was walking, and she called me out as pickleball guy.
Oh yeah, you're one of us now, Deem. Welcome to the family.
It's a memory she has instilled in there.
That's too great. We talked a little bit about how you've been, betting on sports since we've known you, really, since our college days. Can you give us a little bit of an idea of how you got started into it and how it became something that that you enjoy doing so much?
Yeah, it all started with actually fantasy football. Going up playing fantasy football with friends and family. I was usually pretty good, whether it was football or baseball or basketball, whatever fantasy it was. And from there, FanDuel started getting big. And so I, started trying that out and made some pretty good money in the beginning stages. And the only thing I didn't like about that was I felt like I wanted to pick who won the games more than just who was going to perform on individual player stats. Mm-hmm. So that led me down just to you know, kind of figuring out what these sites were, these betting sites, and, you know, how I kind of could use math and numbers to kind of help me figure out who was going to win. So then I started getting into that, and from there it just kind of took off. You know, I do a lot of sports now, pretty much every single day, and, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah, I can specifically remember, I want to say it was our sophomore year of college when we started living together, and you were big. It was like it was FanDuel, right? Not DraftKings yet. And you were making all those lineups, and you would just sit on the couch literally all day when he wasn't doing homework or playing soccer. It was just on the couch going through the different lines or the player props that were being offered there. Right. And then the turning point, if I'm not mistaken, was he started making good money. And I remember one time we sat down with, like, it was me, him, and one of our smart friends. And he was like, you could make like an actual business out of this if you started betting other people's money and taking a percentage off of it. So we experimented with, like, this really wealthy kid who we were friends with, whose family is very well off. How much money did he give you? Was it like $900 or something?
He gave me $1,000.
$1,000, right. And that week, I remember you had like your biggest week to date and cashed out like 15 grand or something off of a ridiculous, like, bad call on, like, I think it was Cam Chancellor back in the day, like, punched the ball out in the end zone and they, like, ruled it a fumble or something weird like that. So that kid ended up winning 4,000.
Yeah, Seahawks Lions Monday Night Football. I remember it like it was yesterday. Yeah, because of that, the punch in the end zone brought me up 2 points and I won 16,000 instead of 7.
Yeah, and so then all of our friends saw, like, wow, this kid just won $4,000
because
he just quadrupled his money,
yeah,
giving it to Deemer. So all of our friends who had, you know, worked big internships or were working full-time in college would just start giving us envelopes of cash. And so I remember I would be, like, carrying, like, thousands of dollars of our friends' cash in my backpack, like, walking around campus. I would deliver him the money. He would bet all the stuff,
jeez,
distribute the cash back, and we'd
go cash it out. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it was
a lot of pressure on Deemer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
that's got to be hard.
For sure, it was the pressure's up there, but I think, you know, one of my main things when I tell these guys is, like, once you give me the money, like, there's no promising. You know, I think right, you know, this podcast has shown that anyone that knows anything about sports can tell you, we watch it for the ridiculous plays, the ridiculous highlights, the ridiculous things that happen, the underdogs winning. So I would say I do much better than most people, but I, you know, everyone loses consistently, and it's tough to have even winning months, you know. So, you know, that's just all part of it when you make that decision to, you know, trust me with your money.
Right. For someone looking to, I mean, we have a lot of our listeners on the show are probably, you know, casual sports bettors and sports fans, or hardcore sports fans, but casual sports bettors who might do it, you know. Maybe some do it daily, maybe some do it once a week. For those who are looking to, you know, get a little bit better at it and you know, try out some new strategies, maybe, is there any advice you'd give for someone to who maybe doesn't have a lot of money to risk at the moment, but is interested in the practice of looking at games and sports betting? Is there any sort of advice you might give someone like that?
Yeah, I mean, my rule number one always is don't ever put all your money on one bet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that if you want to talk about stressing out, there you go. You can stress out for the next 3 hours while you watch that game, you know. But I like a little bit of money on a lot of bets. Mm. If you've never dabbled with a teaser, I'd go through that. It's fun little to give you a little bit more confidence, a little more padding to what you believe in. I love a 4-game parlay. Those are probably my favorite things. So, you know, whatever 4 games that you are most confident in, even if, you know, it's a very high advantage and you might not win too much, like, at least start there, start somewhere, grow a little confidence, maybe try out some other sports that you don't even know. You know, there's soccer, there's basketball, there's baseball, there's tennis, there's just about everything. So not pickleball yet, but everything else.
One day.
Yeah. Once you guys climb the ranks, we'll be betting on you guys.
That's right.
there's like the international dart tournament last week, like, you know, there's everything. So, you know, if there's something that maybe isn't working, you know, hockey's not working, take hockey off. You know, there's always another route that you can try. So
what was the weirdest thing you bet on while sports were shut down during the pandemic?
It's a great question.
An NFL prop bet on a Madden sim.
They were big. The main guys that host our show, like that, put our, food on our table. Yeah. They were big on the Madden sims.
Yeah, our podcast bosses, Ryan and Sean over at the Sports Gambling Podcast. They, they helped get that all set up with MyBookie. Actually, the MyBookie Madden sims.
There was a few I remember on so watching on. So I'd watch on Twitch. It became like a drinking thing. We would like open a beer and watch the first, and we'd bet on first touchdown. So you just watch the first like 5 minutes, cheer for one guy to score a touchdown, and then you move on with your day. So there's some pretty good ones with that.
Love that. We appreciate you coming on the show and giving a little bit of background into yourself. What we're going to do now is we're going to dive into NFL Week 13 as we do. Same deal as last week. We're going to jump through our top three picks. Mark, why don't you go ahead and start us off? First game you're looking at this week, NFL.
Yeah, first game I'm looking at. I want to throw Matt a bone here because I know he's a big Patriots fan, so I'm going to start with the Patriots. For the record, this guy is a Patriots and a Yankees fan, so you guys can say whatever you want about that. But so we've got the Patriots minus 103 at the Chargers minus 118. I'm personally taking the Patriots here, as this is kind of a toss-up game based on the line here. I want to hear Matt's opinion on this, as unbiased as you can, being a Pats fan.
Yeah. I'm going to stay away from that game completely. The Patriots haven't shown me any faith in being consistent, starting 2-5, and I think they're 3 wins in their last 4. You know, there's no real consistency. Cam Newton still can't throw a football, but he can definitely run it. So you know what you're going to get from us. You know, and the Chargers are good. Their defense is fantastic. It seems like Anthony Lynn might be on the hook here pretty soon if he keeps losing games, but they're a good team overall. I think it is a toss-up, so I'm going to stay away from that type of game. But if you're going to give me an option, I'm going to pick the Patriots, obviously.
Yeah, see, that's the difference between you and I. Is you're a very calculated, experienced bettor. You know what to stay away from. I see a minus line that's very close to each other, and I jump on that shit. But my reasoning for that was, like you said, I put in my notes for this game was, you know, Cam Newton, he might not remember how to throw a football like he knew how to back in 2015, 2016. Mm-hmm. So I do think that this could be a high turnover game, especially with the secondary of the Chargers. But
yep.
The matchup I'm looking at here is Belichick versus Herbert, right? Herbert obviously has shown signs of greatness. He's definitely justifying being the fifth pick.
Yeah.
But I just feel like Belichick is going to be a little bit too smart in the schemes that he puts out. And I feel like Herbert has shown us in moments that he is a bit naive to making some dodgy throws.
Okay.
I think the Patriots can turn the ball over enough. And also, I think the Patriots running offense is going to be a little bit too much for the Chargers. So I think they're going to edge this one out closely. I'm not going to take a spread or anything like that, but I like the Patriots minus 103.
Patriots money line minus 103, Mark's first pick. Deemer, why don't you go ahead and give us your first one you're looking at?
The Lions plus, it started at plus 4.5. I think it's down to plus 3 right now. The Lions visiting the Bears. Mm-hmm. The Bears did not show me one thing last night to make me excited for them. But the Lions, you know, they just fired their coach. Stafford's got a few more days to get back to healthy. Two wideouts, I think, are coming back from injury as well. Plus 3. I even have them winning in a lot of my, you know, in a lot of my looks that I've given them. I think anytime you get a coaching change, that next game is usually a big, hey, let's go all out for the new guy.
Sure.
So I'm expecting that. And it's almost the opposite in Chicago. It looks like they're unsure on their quarterback, they're unsure on their coach, they're unsure on just about everything. So
yep.
That's, I'm going Lions.
Lions plus 3, Deemer's first pick. My first one, I'm going to take the Dolphins off a bounce back after getting embarrassed last week. Dolphins face the Bengals, obviously without Joe Burrow now. Bengals are a plus 410 underdog. Miami Dolphins minus 620 straight up. I'm going to take them on the spread here, minus 11. I still think they're a good team. I think with Tua as quarterback, I think an 11-point spread, I think, is coverable here. I think they're going into Miami. I think off that embarrassing performance, I mean, that doesn't happen very often in a season. After an embarrassment like that, I think Tua bounces back here, wins the game by 2 touchdowns. I'll take Miami Dolphins minus 11. Mark, your second pick.
Second pick, I'm going to go for an underdog this time.
I like that.
Hometown team, LA Rams against the Arizona Cardinals.
Nice.
I'm giving the Rams minus 124 for the reason that anytime I watch the Cardinals play, which I'll admit is not that often, I don't even watch football that much, if I'm being honest, but I feel like Arizona's obviously, they're two obvious offensive threats. and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I would like to say their only offensive threats, Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins. Fair enough. And I just feel like the Rams secondary, specifically Jalen Ramsey, he's playing, right? He's healthy?
Your boy, Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, who we spoke about last week.
That's right.
The legend. I think he's going to be enough to neutralize that threat. And then I also think Arizona's secondary, I don't really like him that much. I think they leave a lot of room in between the phases. And I think Jared Goff thrives in those games. I'm not big on Jared Goff, to be honest, but I feel like in the big spread out games where he's got a lot of room to throw into, that's when he does his best work. Okay. Cooper Kupp yards after the catch.
Okay.
So I see the Rams taking this one. I don't know if anyone wants to shit on me for that.
Deem, are you going to shit on him for that?
No, I think, aren't the Rams favored, though?
Yeah, minus 124.
Yeah, slight favorite.
Oh, I thought you said you were taking an underdog.
Yeah, my you bad. Did.
Oh, I meant I'm taking the under, minus 124. Under zero. I'm just trying to justify something.
Negative.
They're not an underdog.
Rams minus 124 is Mark's second pick.
No, I think what Stephon Gilmore did to Hopkins last week for the Patriots is exactly what Ramsey's going to be told to do. Mm-hmm. And when they have the option of just not double teaming, that gives them an extra player in the box to Mark Murray. I agree. I think the Rams get it done.
Cool. Your second pick.
All right, my second pick is going to go off what Mark was talking about in the last episode about picking the Redskins to win the
football NFL. Football team.
The Washington football.
He's picking the football team.
Wrong. I literally have Redskins in my notes. the football team going into Pittsburgh. I think it's going to be about an 11-point spread when it's all said and done. But having Pittsburgh play midweek this week, I think the game got moved to Wednesday this morning, so another day, less of rest. Washington's rested. Alex Smith has looked good. I might even say they break the undefeated record and Washington might even win. I think it's going to come down to literally the last play. I don't know if they'll get it done, but I think it's going to be close. So okay. That's my wild one of the week. I don't even know if it'll be played based on how this – the whole thing goes with the Ravens and Steelers, but I think they are the best team in the NFC East, and I would not be surprised if they win that division.
Wow, that's a
I want to ask a non-betting question.
Sure.
Just because we brought up the NFC East, which is dreadful, right? Is that a fair adjective?
Yeah.
I want to get Matt's opinion. I feel like teams that aren't above 500 should not be able to get into the playoffs. Is that just an absurd thought to have? I feel like there should be a different system here. I want to get your thoughts on that.
No, I think the best team should make the playoffs. I don't really think there should be anything to it. The fact that – and if they are going to give that team a playoff game, it definitely should not be at home. So the fact that, you know, whoever wins this division will have a home game.
Yeah, a bit unfair.
Depending on weather, whatever, could be just dreadful weather, and someone like Cardinals or someone has to go in there, and you know, it seems like it's not a really fair system. And I think this year, it started last year with them being not great, and this year again, I think
they got worse.
a change could be coming real quick.
Sure.
I think a lot of people are believing in that. It happens in the NBA all the time, and they just said, hey, it's got to be just the best eight teams, and so yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yep. My second pick, a theme word for me this week, for my picks this week, bounce back, baby. Bounce back pick. Las Vegas Raiders -8 as they head to New York to take on the worst team in football, the New York Jets. Raiders are -380 money line favorites. New York Jets coming back at +290. Same sort of thing. Coming off a loss, I just think they lost to Atlanta, and I see a good bounce back here, a good bounce back position. The Jets suck. 8 points, I think, is coverable by the Raiders. Your third pick, Mark.
I'm gonna give my third pick to stir the pot with an actual underdog this time. I'm gonna take the Texans.
Okay.
At home against the Colts at +125, Texans to win. I just love betting on Deshaun Watson to do well. I don't know, something about that guy. He's got that attractive energy about him. And I just, obviously the Colts defense is excellent this year. They might even be the highest ranked defense. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know, I just feel like this is one of those games where Deshaun Watson has a chip on his shoulder and he's just bound to get his stats up a little bit more this year. Mm-hmm. I feel like the Texans are better than they're showing on paper right now, and I always say, I'm going to say it again this year, that football is a game of averages, just like everything else in life.
Yep.
But I think I'm going to take the Texans here, and I'm curious to get Matt's thoughts against this. Because I know he's taking the Colts. I know he's a Philip Rivers guy.
Mark, I would say that the Colts defense, I think, was ranked pretty high until they gave about 48 points last week.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't factor that in.
For the Titans. So I think their ranking has dropped a little bit. I do have the Colts covering. I think it just means a great deal for them, especially with the Titans going to play the Browns. I know they're in a big game too. And the Colts know they just dropped a game. They got to make this one back up. I mean, the Texans are good, but they're not great. They know that, you know, and so I think it will be a close game, but I do have the Colts winning, kind of like the Packers game, maybe an overtime, even ending with a field goal type thing.
But here's the main question, though, is a simple one, but a complex one at the same time. Are the Colts actually a good football team?
I don't know what your definition of good is. Will they have success in the postseason? No.
There you go.
So they're wasting our time.
your third and final pick, Mr. Matt Diener.
I will go. I think I've only done underdogs so far today. Yep, Lions and Redskins. So I'll finish it off with the underdog trio and go Falcons beat the Saints in Atlanta.
Oh, that's my third pick.
Yep, I think the Saints just offense has looked dreadful. Mm-hmm. Falcons have looked good. Talking about the new whole head coach thing, they have a new one in there. He's trying to fight for his job so he can get the job next year. There's a lot to like. I honestly like a lot of the lines. I have the Titans. I think they're in a good line. I agreed with your Raiders pick. The Seahawks should destroy the Giants if Daniel Jones is hurt. That's a great line. So I like a lot of lines. That's why I'm going with a full 10-game teaser here this week and just ride that one out.
Awesome. I'm on the same Falcons train with you as well this coming weekend. I've got the Falcons money line plus 155. They gave the Saints a scare the first time around. I just see this as a great spot. They're at home. They're inconsistent, but sometimes they can blow the doors off people. I think this is a good underdog play here. Any last things you're looking at? You mentioned some other looks. You're looking at me, Mark. What?
I just wanted
you give me the eyes.
I wanted to get the quick rundown of that 10-game teaser that we're talking about there, because I feel like I'm going to put $1,000 on whatever that is.
So a teaser for anyone that doesn't really know what a teaser is. So you get extra points to your spread. So the Falcons are plus 3.5. So you can get a teaser anywhere from 6, 7, 10, or 12 points. So you add that amount of points to it. So instead of Falcons at plus 3.5, now it's Falcons at whatever, 10, at Falcons at plus 13.5. And so it goes to all the games. So kind of like a parlay, all of them have to win for you to win. And the odds, I think, for a 10-point teaser about 1,200. So you know, I think it's pretty worth it. I think there's 13 total games. I think you can only do 10 though for a teaser max, and 12 for a parlay.
Okay.
And so I'll be picking my 10 favorite ones, teasing 7 or 10 points, and you know, going all out on the Sunday.
Love that.
So, everything I said not to do earlier to the younger crowd. I'm going to be doing the opposite.
Love that.
They got to earn their way to that point.
Yeah, you got to work your way up to the big teasers.
I want
to
get you're our second guest ever. Our first guest gave us his mantra. His was when the cookie crumbles, it crumbles. So I want to get yours. Your one life mantra. It doesn't have to be related to sports betting, but that you feel has gotten you that you have felt has guided you through this journey that you're on.
That's great.
It's a great journey, by the way.
Just smashing racquetballs into old ladies.
Pickleball.
Mine's don't be perfect, just be better.
That's don't good. Be perfect, just be better.
It's
I like
kinda
it.
It's kind of like learning from your mistakes, you know, right? Like, you don't have to be perfect.
No one can be perfect. Just be a little bit better than where you're at.
That's
and
great.
I'll be really happy.
That's good. What a great guest. What a great guest to bring on.
We got to have him like recurring.
Yeah, we'd love to bring you on. We'd love to bring you on again.
But we're not paying you.
We'd love to bring you on again as a guest. Thank you, Matt Diener, for the time. If anyone were to give you a social, you want to throw out any of your social media? People give you a follow?
Nope. Please don't follow me on anything.
I knew he was going to say
me
that.
Me too. I had a feeling. Figured I'd ask anyway. Thanks.
If people want my input, they could find my number somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's
give you a call.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere floating around on Craigslist.
I get some random calls next week. I'll know where they're from.
Love that. Thank you, Matt Diemer, our good friend, for coming on the show. Have a great week and enjoy the games this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Good luck.
And now, Mark, it's time to close out the show.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose. Subconsciously, I'm still alive.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Hawk Dog Parlay.
Before we get into this, I have a question about that soundbite.
Sure.
Just occurred to me because I had nothing to do with making that.
Anything on your mind?
What anything creative that you hear on this? Kyle did. My only question was, who is that girl that says Lock Dog Parlay?
You want to know the truth?
Yes, who is that?
I don't know. I don't know who it is.
Where do you, like, those are not three words that people just say in a row. Like, that you can just find.
Yeah, it's probably computer generated, I think. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Everything else I've told you is a movie soundbite from like a from
yeah, no, I recognize those. I'm yeah. like, who else would say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, the Lock Dog Parlay voice. I don't
who
know.
Who is that chick?
I can ask my buddy who made it and let you know next
yeah,
week.
So I guess that means 8 months without talking to a female then. All right, anyways. All right, yeah.
check,
so
check
Lock Dog
clock.
Parlay, what do you have for your whatever we're doing?
your lock, Mark, for this week.
My lock for the week, I'm going to go, ooh, you know what I like?
What do you like?
Chiefs spread.
Oh.
13.5.
Okay.
Chiefs. -110.
Chiefs -13.5.
They're playing the Broncos, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the Broncos, they don't have a quarterback.
That's right.
So I'm expecting them to score no points against the Chiefs defense.
So you just need
and
Mahomes
I think Patrick Mahomes
touchdowns.
Can get two touchdowns at -110. That's a
steal.
Bargain.
Yeah,
that's my lock for the week. Chiefs spread.
Yeah, that's. I was looking at that one as well. I'm gonna give a real safe lock. Back when we started the show, I used to give out really safe locks, and for a while I thought I might
yeah,
be able to
minus
yeah,
1,000.
Yeah, I thought I might be able to ride like an unbeaten lock streak or just have some ridiculous lock record, because you know everyone brags about their like lock record and how it's above 60%.
Yeah, it doesn't mean shit.
Right. So I was like, all right, I should try to get like a lock record that's like in the 90th percentiles and just give out like minus 1,000s every week. I thought that'd be funny. I'm gonna get back to a pretty chalky one. Dolphins money line. That's it. I told you earlier, I call it a bounce back. It's really a bounce back because they played the Jets last week, which doesn't really count. So I'm going to take it as a bounce back to their loss.
Week
their
the
loss
Jets.
At the Broncos. It's a bounce back for real this time. Dolphins money line. They'll get the job done. -620. Your dog.
My dog, the only dog I picked today was the Texans +125.
Okay. Yep.
It's more like a bet on Deshaun Watson mm-hmm. rather than the entire team.
Okay. Texans money line is your lock or your dog. My dog, that Diemer and I both had, was the Atlanta Falcons money line, as the Saints come into town +155 for that one. Your parlay.
Ooh, parlay is a juicy one this week.
Okay.
No, it's really not actually, but it was there. So there were like a bunch of absurdly lopsided lines.
Uh-huh.
So I put all those together in a 5-game parlay, Dolphins, Vikings, Chiefs, Raiders, and Titans.
Hmm.
All to win.
Who can
all
blow,
money lines.
Who's going to blow that one? I
plus
don't know.
+208.
Okay.
If you look at the matchups, I mean.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. It's just the only way that, yeah, the way that loses is you know, some sort of unexpected upset happens. But I like it combining those five solid teams. Mine's pretty similar. It's instead of five, though, we got three teams. I've also got the Dolphins. I've also got the Raiders. But I decided to throw in the Falcons. That's how good I feel about my dog this week, Mark.
Yeah, they were like a +155.
Yeah,
right?
I'm going to throw my dog into the parlay. That'll come out at +274. That is it for the Lock Dog Parlay. Also this weekend, your boy, I wanted to mention before we close the show, your boy Marvin Vettori gets a headline UFC event this weekend.
That's incredible. For me. You're clapping for me. I fought a UFC fighter in the main event.
You fought a main event UFC
fighter. If you haven't
fighter.
Heard the story, maybe you're a little bit newer to the show. Episode 1.
Yeah, go back.
We talk about the time that I fought Marvin Vettori in a back alley.
Oh, man. Yeah, Marvin Vettori gets a headline
Yeah, that
spot.
Was before he wasn't
shout
anybody.
Out.
Now he's
yeah,
in the main. He's ranked like 13th in,
yeah,
that,
no,
in
he's
the
good.
Middleweights.
He'll be up there, especially if he wins this weekend. So we'll have to,
yeah,
we'll
that'll
have to
be
keep
sweet.
An eye
if
on that
If he goes
one.
For goes for a title fight eventually.
Yeah.
I think he will at some point.
Yeah, it'd be great content. Great for content. Great for the show.
Yeah, I'm excited. There hasn't been a lot lot of UFC for us, but I'm excited to get back to that. There's McGregor versus Poirier in January,
that's
right?
For sure one we're going to cover, without a doubt. I think we'll have we have one coming up in the next few weeks too, so we'll get back on the UFC train. There's at least, I think there's two more pay-per-views that are pretty solid to close out the year. Any last words from Mark before we close out the show for the weekend?
No, just the usual. I'm excited. I'm glad that we figured out the scheduling so that we can just be hammering the NFL right now.
Yeah, it's
America's
great
sport, not baseball. Fuck baseball.
That's right. Have a great week.